knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Who does not know James Brown? Are you kidding me? Man, I'll tell you what, the most iconic, the most exciting musician that ever lived. And now there's a two-night event to tell you all about this man on A&E, James Brown, Say It Loud, which is going to premiere Monday, February 19th. And it's executive produced by Mick Jagger and Questlove, and of course, on demand after that. And boy, we've got the expert to talk about it here, the daughter of James Brown, Dr. Deanna Brown Thomas. Dr. Thomas, how are you?
I feel good.
Ah, that is great. That is so great. Hey, who does the best impression of your dad ever?
Probably my husband.
Is that right?
Oh, my goodness. I got to tell you a quick story. So this a lady that used to work for him bought him a gift, and the gift was a, like, talking picture frame. Like, you could put a picture frame, a picture of somebody in this frame, and you can record their voice.
Oh, right,
and you'll
right.
see the picture, and you'll hear their voice. So my husband did that. He recorded his voice like he was dad. Like, what's up, everybody? This is James Brown. How you doing? And my dad came in the house one day, and we handed it to him, and he listened to it, and he said, do that.
Oh, man, that's so good.
So that's just like a little personal. That's just like a little personal thing. But it's so many people who imitate my dad, and they do it out of love and respect.
Right.
And he would always love that. Like he loved Eddie Murphy.
I was just going to say, you know, James Brown hot tub party with Eddie Murphy.
Yes. He loved Eddie Murphy. He really did. But he took it just as what it was, love and respect. And laughed at it, too.
Oh, that's great. Wait, what would be, when we watch this special about your dad, James Brown, what's going to surprise us the most, do you think?
Well, he actually narrates a lot of this. Director and writer Deborah Riley Draper really did an awesome job writing this. And he narrates a lot of it from the different articles that he's done over the years. So the generation, this new generation, which is the part that I love about this, like a birth of James Brown to them. They're going to learn about James Brown. Those of us that love and know him, you know, followed him through the years, are going to see never before seen footage, archival footage, as well as audio, and never before heard stories about my dad with different people, family and friends. So I am hoping that they learn that here is my dad who came from very, very humble beginnings, but was able to control his destiny along the way and really, 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 like, be the just live at the beat of his own drum. And you'll be able to grasp all of that through this two-night special.
Well, and you talk about James Brown. I mean, groundbreaking. I mean, this man set the tone for so many people that came after him in terms of just not just singing, but performing, entertaining. I mean, your dad was an all-around entertainer, right?
Yes, he was, actually. I mean, he did some acting. He was in Miami Vice.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did Miami Vice. He did a little acting in there, you know, and so, you know, he was a civil rights activist, humanitarian, you know, of course, a musician, band leader. Here's a man who never took any music lessons, but he could play every instrument on his stage.
Wow.
Because if they came out wrong, if the band member that's playing that instrument played the wrong note, that's when they got fined. But, hey, he knew how it needed to be played. You know, and here's a man who went as far as the seventh grade, but yet still the most sampled artist in hip hop still to this day.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
And also being a savvy businessman. You know, my dad didn't have college degrees in all of this, but a savvy businessman owning radio stations and restaurants and businesses. So, you know, you had Irvin Magic Johnson saying that, you know, he learned a lot of business savvy, you know, watching and listening to my father. You know, you saw Usher on Super Bowl this past weekend, and all those moves, I mean, mean, come on.
Right.
Where do you think they come from?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking the same thing. We're talking to the goddaughter of soul, Dr. Deanna Brown Thomas, here on the National Defense and the two-night event on A&E, James Brown, Say It Loud. And it's produced by Mick Jagger and Questlove. And so that just tells you right there, Mick Jagger undoubtedly influenced by your dad, right?
Oh, yes. And he says that even in the documentary. I mean, when we say dad, you know, when we say James Brown, he's like, hey, where do I sign up? Truly inspired by dad. Loved him. I mean, and this is where you see big artists like a Mick Jagger, you know, and a Michael Jackson, where they fan out over dad.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like they go, they're excited to see dad, you know, and that, these big artists like that are looking at another artist like, wow, you know, like I said, Mick Jagger says it, you know, he gave me something I could dream about, not do it, but dream about it. In other words, he realized he couldn't do what James Brown did. But he can sure enough dream about it.
and this special, so it takes your dad's life and career from a seventh grade dropout arrested and jailed at the age of 16 for breaking into a car in the South to an entertainment legend with all of this talent. What was it like growing up in that house?
Well, y'all listen to the song and love the song, Papa Don't Take No Mess. I lived it. Papa didn't take no mess, okay? He was very strict. I mean, my dad was... He was not a perfect man. He was a human being, okay, first, like all of us. We have flaws and faults. We don't do everything right. And he was not a perfect man. However, he was a man. It was almost like old school grow up, you know, do as I say, do not as I do. Don't do as I do as I say, do. You know, so he was strict. It was about education. We had to go to school. You know, some of us did, some of us didn't. Some of us stayed in education, some of us stayed in entertainment. My sister, Dr. Yama Brown, is a doctor of pharmacy, so she went into medical. But his idea about going to school was important because he understood what that would be. Like, you could get to the door and say, I'm James Brown's daughter, and they may open it up, but do you have any credentials? Do you have any skills that you're going to bring to the table?
Hmm.
So that was important to him. It was very important to him that we went to school and get educated. So he was strict in that point. I mean, we had fun. We did family stuff. But he was very strict.
Papa got a brand new bag. And, you know, the fact that you were in that house, I would imagine... I love hearing that about your dad being strict on you guys, because a lot of times with entertainers, you don't hear that and they kind of go off and do their own thing. But now, so you say that you're in education now?
Yes, I have a doctorate. I was recently honored a doctorate for Christian humanitarian. And I run the foundation and, you know, create a lot of stuff. I'm a founder of the James Brown Academy of Music Pupils, where we teach kids how to read music and play instruments. It's a year-round program that I've been doing for over 12 years. Founded the James Brown Family Historical Tour. We give tours in Augusta every Saturday, and we have people from all over the world book for their family reunions and groups and come and they get to see where my dad grew up, where he went to school, where we lived, and where he had businesses. And Augusta, Georgia is a beautiful city. So I always say, yeah, it's the place where James Brown's from and where the Masters is. So
that's so interesting. That's so
incredible. Yeah.
You hear Augusta and you think Masters and now I'm always going to think of James Brown. Is there a James Brown Museum somewhere?
Well, the Augusta Museum of History has the largest, where I sit on the board of directors, has the largest exhibit, and part of the James Brown Family Historical Tour that we do, you get to see that. When you book for the tour, you do the tour and you come back and you check out the exhibit. And you can always Google James Brown Family Foundation to find out all of this information. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, which is now X, and Instagram. And I just want to say this as well, since we're on a station that a lot of military listen to. My grandfather was in the Navy. He was part of the Korean War. And my father was very close with my grandfather. And we were so blessed that my father was not a military man, but when he died, a man whose father was a military Navy person came and gave us his flag that was given to him.
Oh, wow.
For his father when he passed away, and he came and he gave us, and we already had one because of course we had our grandfathers, my father's father, Joe Brown, But he came and gave us his father's flag because he said, your father was a soldier on the field for everybody.
Oh, man.
And I just felt like that was amazing because he didn't have to do that.
That is so cool.
So, yeah.
Well, we're talking to Dr. Deanna Brown Thomas here on the National Defense, daughter of James Brown, and the two-night event, James Brown, Say It Loud, on A&E. And what was your first inkling? Do you remember as maybe a little girl that you knew that your dad was something special?
Yeah, I was in college. I was a sophomore in college at Towson State University in Towson, Maryland. And I was doing a research paper, went in the library to get some information, opened up the encyclopedias, and saw his name and all this information. And in the beginning, when they give you the demographics, where he was born and when he was born, who he was married to, and his children's name, I got a little freaked out, I got to tell you, because I was like, you mean to tell me these people know who we are? Like, they know my name? And I'm like looking around like, who do these people know who I am standing here? So that kind of got to me. You know, it was like all along, it was just daddy, you know? And of course, I knew he was popular, but it was like, these people know, like, everything about this man. Like, they know us. And so that that was like, that was a little something to learn about there. That's when I realized he was big. And then I did radio.
And
when I really got into radio. Yeah, I did radio for almost 20 years. I worked for Clear Channel, I worked for Cumulus, and I worked for Radio One. And then Dad owned radio stations that I was a program director.
Right.
Yeah, I did every day part, probably except for overnight because he wouldn't allow me to do that. But I became a fan doing that because, you know, it was like he was daddy.
Right.
But I became a fan and learned a lot about my dad because doing interviews with people, you get to learn about your father.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got a James Brown story.
That's great.
Everybody.
Ow! Jump back and touch myself. This is good. Oh, this is so Hey, thank you so much for taking the time, Dr. Thomas. It's such an honor to talk to you. I can't wait to see this about your dad. Obviously, a huge fan. And keep it going. Keep that legend going, right?
Well, we're going to stay on the good foot, and we encourage all y'all to do the same.
Love it. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense. So good.